Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. I want to welcome you as we continue journeying through different passages of Scripture. I want to go to the book of Genesis today, to the story of Abraham and his wife Sarah, two people that were perpetually on the move, heading toward God's promise of an inheritance. And one of their journeys takes them to Gerar, which was a righteous nation headed by King Abimelech. When they arrive, Abraham tells the king that Sarah is his sister because he's afraid they're going to kill him and take her for their own if they thought that she was his wife. Now, the rationale doesn't really make much sense. I mean, wouldn't her being his sister just free them to take her for themselves? And that's exactly what happens as the king takes Sarah to join his harem. Now, during the night, the Lord visits Abimelech in a dream and warns him about laying a hand on Sarah. Abimelech is afraid and vows that he was innocent in the deed, thinking that Sarah was an available woman. And I imagine that as the story of what happened was rehearsed in Abimelech's mind, he began to wonder if the Lord had come after the right man. I mean, honestly, shouldn't Abraham be visited by God for lying about his wife? Shouldn't God have judgment and revenge on Abraham for loving his own life so much more than his wife's? It is not God that confronts Abraham either that night or the next morning. It's Abimelech. When he asks why Abraham would do such a thing, Abraham admits that he was scared for his own life. That's not a deep spiritual answer. It's not even a noble reason why he has lied. His sin is obvious, so surely his punishment will be obvious and be swift. But this is where it gets interesting. You see, this story is very important when it comes to understanding how God views and functions within covenant. God had cut covenant with Abraham back in chapter 15, but during that ceremony of covenant, God put Abraham to sleep. By taking Abraham out of the ceremony, God himself passes between the pieces of the animals. Yeah, that was Genesis 15. That's historically the way that a covenant was cut. Jeremiah will even talk about that specifically, that the animal be split in half and the pieces be laid on each side of the trail. The parties of covenant pass between those pieces. Well, God passes between the pieces himself and seals the deal with himself so that Abraham is incapable of breaking the covenant. So now there's no preconditions on Abraham's part. God was obligated to make him the father of many nations, and that was independent of his actions. When Abraham lies to Abimelech about Sarah, he's showing a lack of faith, a presence of self-love, a serious need for affection towards his wife. Yet in all of these things, God never curses him. Abimelech, who's really not done anything wrong, faces the brunt of God's wrath while Abraham sleeps like a baby through the night. Is God condoning lying by not cursing Abraham? No way. Instead, he's honoring covenant by not cursing Abraham. You see, covenant is more important to God than anything else. Jesus and the Father cut a covenant at Calvary, and you and I were asleep, so to speak. Therefore, when we accept the price that Christ paid on the cross, we enter into the covenant free from our own works or efforts. When we fail, God doesn't punish or judge us because he honors covenant first and foremost. And the greatest clause of his covenant with Jesus is this statement. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 16 and 17. This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them. Now listen to this. And their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. I just want to close it with a good old-fashioned hallelujah. See you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.